was on a podcast yesterday, and the way they did it was that one host counted 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we all had to say 4 and 5 together, which was very hard, and I didn't like it.
That's some shit that they do to you in, like, boot camp.
Yeah, they're making us do zip, zap, zop on the...
I thought it was weird that to, like, synchronize the podcast, I have to do an entire reading of that Rudyard Kipling poem about boots.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was weird that to synchronize the podcast, I had to climb a rope and do 10 push-ups.
I thought it was weird to synchronize the podcast, I had to get welded into an oil barrel. While a guy just, like, kicked the shit out of the outside of it.
Yeah. You had to just get into a barrel. They put my barrel over Niagara Falls. That's what I had to do.
Well, I mean, I hear that some podcasts, when you go on the first time, they, like, break one of your bones, but, like, not like a major one, just so you can, like, know what it feels like.
Yeah. In order to synchronize the audio on a podcast I went on the other day, they chopped off a small amount of my pinky finger.
Yeah. I hate that to go on Pod Save America, they have to beat you in.
Yeah.
While I'm naming cereals.
White boy getting a small amount chopped off his finger. I know this food about to be fire.
Yeah. If you go on Pod Save America, they all the Johns, they beat you with soap and socks, like in Full Metal Jacket. Yeah. Who's mayor for this one? Because we wheeled the TV in front
of
the class.
This is another TV sort of episode. Yeah.
Guess who? Guess who's back? It's Rob Ford again.
Robert Ford. No, we can't
just do this.
Here's the thing. We're gonna find out about all the ways in which Bob Ford is like is like Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
Because he is, sort of. Mm-hmm. And in order to determine that, we watched the Netflix documentary about him, which is part of a series of documentaries they're doing called Trainwreck. Mm-hmm. You'll note that I'm not on it and I don't receive any money from it. And it's not affiliated with me in any way when it fucking could have been. Mm-hmm.
It's also not the Amy Schumer film from 10 years ago. I made the mistake. I was like, all right, let's learn about Rob Ford.
When's he coming on? Yeah, it's weird. And Bill Hader. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When's he coming on?
Yeah, it's part of a series of documentaries and they're apparently all bad.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the Poop Cruise one also very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something, my experience. We have some municipal roundups, mayoral information corners to get to.
Uh-huh.
Beep, beep.
And actually, before I tell you about my experience watching the movie, I wanted to say another thing, which is we had a call to action in a recent show. And our call to action was we want to hear some songs. We wanted to hear a song.
And it really came through for us.
I am so, so pleased to announce, to say thank you to listener Vic Melter for making The Last Mayor Standing, which I can now tell you I have listened to maybe 10 times.
Yeah.
Can we just, like, play in the whole thing as a kind of, like, the weather situation, just mid-podcast, except it's 5 minutes in?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't see why not. It's only like a minute and a half long. Let's fucking
give it a... Well, what if we make that the outro music?
Oh, that also works.
We're gonna make you wait for it. You gotta listen to the whole episode.
Yeah, we know that you can't fast forward. We've disabled it.
That's right.
We have gone around individually to all of your phones and we have jimmied out the little part of the touchscreen that the flat fast forward button is on.
Which
and
is really
also when
hard
you turn
to
it.
Do. Yeah. Really hard to do when you're missing part of a finger.
It's hard to do, and also now I can't type the letters JK and L because you've also discovered that part of my phone.
The thing is, right, in many ways, No Gods, No Mares is a lot like the Assassins from Assassin's Creed in that you are losing some, like, finger tissue in order to do what we do.
Yeah, but also it means that our future descendants in 20 generations are going to be able to relive all of these episodes.
That's true. That is true.
Epigenetic memory. But I want to say, Vic Melter, thank you so much for making us a great song. We've all loved listening to it.
Yeah.
We love hearing all of this set to music.
Yeah. I was also going to say we're a lot like the Assassins from the musical Assassins because I'm always singing about what I did to William McKinley. And I'll do it again.
I feel like I'm more of a kind of Charlie Gâteau vibe.
So I'll tell you that.
And promote the sales of my book.
I'll tell you something.
The sales of my book, while we're at it, please. Yeah. Who do I gotta kill around here to be able to buy my fucking book?
Nova, apparently. But
Yeah. I'm muting myself because I'm busy dying.
But.
The name Charles Guiteau, like, cursed me. He tried to, like, steal my breath like a cat in the night.
He reached out from beyond the veil and stole away your lungs for a moment.
Yeah.
Charlie Cake.
I was going to the Lordy for a minute there. It was bad.
Like, you saw the light.
Going to the Lordy. So,
I'll say, just before we do the roundups, my experience of, like, these kinds of Netflix documentaries is, like, they set up something that could be cool, which is there's a million clips of Rob Ford running and stumbling and getting stuff dumped on him and stuff
they,
like this.
They do begin with a kind of Rob Ford sizzle reel.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's too much of a spoiler to say that it promises more than it can deliver, which is a sad and tawdry thing to say about a movie about Rob Ford.
Yeah. So that was that. But that was my experience of, like, the whole thing as a little preview. But do we want to do some roundups?
Some items?
I would love to do The Chronicle of Mayors, I think it's called.
There has been so much, like, it's the stars, the sky was dark because all of the stars of the No Gods, No Mayors show were having life events occur to them.
Yeah,
that
that's true.
We are now going to report on. I have three in front of me. I know that, you know, Maddie, we've been watching Eric Adams. Well, he's been watching The Skies. There's lots of mayor stuff swirling around in our brains. But I have three. I have Francis Suarez, John Fetterman, and Randy Weddle.
Okay.
How do we want to start?
Ooh.
Let's get the oaf out of the way first. I want to hear about some Fetterman.
Okay. Yeah. So this is actually something people who've been tagging us into when they talk about it. They're like, oh God, so Fetterman's just always been like this.
Yeah.
Because in the vote in the U.S. Senate for the one big beautiful bill.
You mean the one big beautiful disaster? Because they had to, because Chuck Schumer renamed it or something.
Yeah. That's right. And then he was king.
And then he was king.
So we have one big dangerous bill, actually, we like to call it.
God. Whoa.
John Fetterman, when he was sort of, spoken to by reporters after the vote, said, oh my God, I just want to go home. You've made me miss the entire trip to the beach. I'm going to vote no when there's no drama, but I want to go to the beach.
This fucking baby, like, do your job. You get paid infinity $1 trillion a second. Fuck off.
Yeah. Do you think when John Fetterman goes to the beach, he wears the, like, 1920s, like, singlet with the stripes?
Yeah, I believe that. With the bathing cap as
And he comes out of, like, the old bathing, like, the tents that they used to put to change on the beach that they don't have anymore. Mm-hmm. He just comes out of one of those.
He's like often pranked in some way by, like, a skinnier, shorter man. Mm. And then when he does the whole pantomiming, like, oh, I'm about to fight you, rolling up his sleeves, forgetting he doesn't have any sleeves. Mm-hmm. And that's a good, like, visual gag, and the audience goes nuts.
And he puts his arms out at, like, 90 degrees and stomps.
Yeah.
I have two options here for Fetterman. Number one, I think we can all agree that he's still wearing a bowler hat that's way too small for him.
Of course.
Obviously.
It's like it's crushed and, like, fucked up.
Sorry,
in a lot of
ways.
I think you're just
imagining Wimpy from Popeye. Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I think I'm imagining. That's
John Fetterman with his characteristic corncob pipe that he goes everywhere with.
Oh, why do I have to vote on the bill? It's so boring and stupid. I love the beach. Fuck, I'm sorry. Oh God.
I'd rather be eating a giant pyramid of hamburgers.
I wanna go back to my kind of 24/7 antagonistic relationship with a sailor.
Or the other thing.
I'm
the other
24/7
thing I'm
DS relationship.
Basically.
It's a 24/7 PW relationship. So the other thing I'm imagining, of course, is when John Fetterman first walks out of the old-timey...
I've still got it with the Popeye thing.
Yeah. This is part of it, right? It's part of it.
Well, the Popeye play? Like, I mean, that is going to be represented. It wasn't represented at Pride this year, but we hope next year.
I actually think it's disgusting, and I think it's bad for our respectability in the eyes of the cishet world if you're doing stuff like popping open a big can of spinach at Pride and chugging it and getting your arms all beefy and then getting in a fight with your wimpy.
See, I think this respectability politics is a bad idea, right? Because we never know our own history, right? And, like, people don't even remember that's why poppers are called that.
I mean, you know that olive oil threw the first brick at Stonewall.
I mean, she's a little quacky.
Very lubricated woman.
Yeah.